The Senate budget would require all ambulatory surgical centers to have transfer agreements with hospitals, but it bans transfer agreements from abortion clinics to public hospitals. And Kelly Copeland from NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says the Department of Health can close clinics that don't have transfer agreements.
This is about paperwork, that can, a bureaucratic way that they can basically make, if they can't make abortion illegal, they can make it virtually impossible to access by closing every clinic they can get their hands on.
But that's not how Mike Ganadakis with Ohio Right to Life sees it.
What we're seeing here is the abortion industry trying to cause a stir and create a problem where none exists in order to not be regulated. They don't want to be regulated, and this legislation will do this. If the state or any state oversteps their boundaries in their pursuit of doing their job, that's why we have a court system in place to bring them back in line and to protect rights.
Copeland says since pro-choice activists fight to protect women's health, they support clinics being held to the highest medical standards. But she says this has nothing to do with that. And Copeland says she's also concerned about a provision that sends some federal temporary aid to needy families, or TANF funds, to programs operated by so-called crisis pregnancy centers. Those centers are run by anti-abortion groups, and abortion rights advocates say they often give out inaccurate information. Ganadakis says he's pleased that TANF funds will support these programs, and he says he expects such criticism from those activists on the other side of the issue.
Abortions are at a historic low in the state of Ohio, and any time that they can't perform abortion, they're losing money to their bottom line. More women are going to the over 125 pregnancy centers in the state of Ohio as opposed to the less than 30 abortion clinics. So of course they're going to say that because they're losing market share.
But Copeland says, taken with the stripping of state funds to Planned Parenthood centers, she feels this budget is bad news.
So Ohio women are looking at a budget that, if they want to avoid an unplanned pregnancy and go to a family planning center, it may be closed. If they need to have an abortion for whatever reason, that may not be one in their community anymore because those have been closed. And if they choose to parent a child and need a little assistance, that money may be gone as well.
Senate Democrats had proposed amendments to make changes in these provisions, but those amendments were tabled. The vote for the Senate budget out of committee went along party lines. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.